Hit the woods this fall with a spotting scope, rifle scope, rangefinder, or binoculars from Vortex Optics. From entry-level optics to cutting-edge optics, Vortex has a system that will fit your needs. And their industry-leading VIP no-fault warranty is a very important promise to their most valued asset, their customers. If your Vortex optics become damaged or defective, Vortex will repair or replace them at no charge. Log on to vortexoptics.com to find your next optics, or look for Vortex at your local outdoor retailer.
Why go to all the trouble of experiencing the great outdoors for yourself
when you can listen to a few Northwest Outdoor
experts yap about it? This is The Outdoor Line with Tom Nelson, Rob Ensley, and Joey Pyburn on 710 ESPN Seattle and the 710 ESPN Seattle app. The Outdoor Line is brought to you by Yamaha, Sportco Outdoor Emporium, Lowrance, Weldcraft and Duckworth Boats, Roy Robinson RV, Kitsap Marina, Harbor Marine, and Ray Marine Electronics.
Welcome to Hour 2 of The Outdoor Line, 710 ESPN Seattle. Rob Ensley to my left, Joey Pyburn to my right, Matt Nelson running the board. I'm Tom Nelson. So, wiser people than me have said there's no zealot like a convert. And for us that kind of grew up in the outdoors, we've not had the experience really of our next guest, who really kind of had the door to the outdoors kicked open, and well, it kicked right back. Welcome to the show, Jess Caldwell of WildKindAcademy.com. Good morning, Jess.
Morning, Jess.
Good morning, you guys. Great to be talking with you.
Likewise. I'm signing Nellie up for the intro to fish tanning class right now. I'm on your website at Wild Kind Academy, and I'm signing him up here, putting the Outdoor Line credit card number in. You got one slot left, so it looks like you'll be seeing him January 27th.
Perfect. I'll bring my humpy skins.
Fantastic. And there's definitely more than one spot left. If it says that, that's not true. I'm going to go fix that.
No, it doesn't.
We've got 20 spots available, and that is going to be the coolest class for you to check out.
Nellie takes up 10 spots.
So, yeah, that's right. He'll fill the whole class for you. So, hey, you know, every time we talk, you are so fired up about all the stuff that we do outdoors. And like Nellie said, we kind of been doing it since we were kids, and we went through that at a very young age. But you're experiencing this now, and it's really cool for us to see you converted over to the dark side with us here, whether it be picking mushrooms or oysters, or you've been out shooting geese and ducks and all that stuff. Tell us about what you've gone through the last couple of years and this new discovery of yours in the outdoors.
Well, it's really actually only been about a year and a half.
Okay.
And I was invited out on a ice fishing trip, and it really just changed me. I love being out there. It was so cold. It was so miserable. But pulling up a fish out of the water, out of the hard water, and taking it home, making fish tacos, was probably one of the coolest experiences I've ever had. So, I became a convert, and now I go fishing and try to bring food home whenever I can from the wild.
And how big of a part of it, the bringing the food home thing, that's one of those things where I think that's what flips the switch, kind of. You go out and you do this hard thing, and sometimes it's miserable, it's tough, sometimes it's, amazing and it's fun. But then you get to bring food home. It's like you get this little gift that you get to then share and enjoy throughout the rest of the year, right?
Yeah, and I don't know if this is a product of being a parent or whatnot, but I feel like my time is, really sacred, and I'm always busy. And so if I'm going to do something, I feel like it needs to have that effort really needs to have this value to my life. And when I discovered that I could go out and I could bring food home, whether it was fishing, as we might discuss, I've later been hunting. You mentioned I went out duck hunting, but to bring home food at the end of the day has created a new value system for me and a new confidence as just being a human, being a mom, my kids are in awe right now because mama's bringing home the bacon.
well, now wait a minute,
I'm
Jess.
Walking in with that.
Now wait a minute. I hate to break this to you, but you don't always bring home the bacon.
Well, it's true. It's true, and I've had lots of time in the field where that is not the case. But they did not grow up with me being. This is not like you had mentioned. This is not part of a lifestyle I started with. Mm-hmm. This is new in the last year and a half, but I, if I could just time lapse and have video of me coming home with, you know, with my eyes wide, walking in the door going, look, and have them see me doing the processing of this meat. You know, I've brought home goose and duck and, let's see, bullfrog. That was a fun one. And if they did try frog legs with me.
Did they think they tasted like chicken? What did they think the frog legs tasted like? Did they like them?
It wasn't our favorite. I tried it with some flour and I was thinking it looked like chicken and I am still not used to wild game or wild foods and it looked like chicken. So we were really excited to dive in and it was just a bit jarring.
A little frog. Okay. Was it a little froggy?
Yeah.
It has like a reptilian.
We ate those a lot when we were kids. You know, like, we were so young.
First
we were...
time I've heard the term reptile and aftertaste in the same sentence. So Jessica Caldwell's joining us this morning. Her Instagram handle is Jess_WildKindAcademy. Now you term yourself a rewilder. We need to agree on a definition for that because I think it's profound what you've done, what you've found, and what you're offering to people, Jess. So give us a definition of your personal definition of rewilding.
Well, I was trying to figure out what it is I was doing. I was trying to create some kind of definition around it. And when I looked up just what rewilding was on an internet search, you know, there's this idea that this is about conservation and letting nature take care of itself and let a natural process take over to help repair the ecosystem. And I come from a background of a holistic practitioner. I've been a yoga instructor for 20 years and had taught mindfulness and courses to kids here in our area in the Olympia, Washington area. I view myself as an ecosystem, as this holistic, I'm a holistic being of mind, body, spirit. And I just, I had a rough year with, when the pandemic started, it brought up a lot for what am I here? What am I doing? How am I, where do I need to go to thrive? And rewilding became an interesting term because what I was doing by going out and really partnering with nature and learning the rhythms and the cycles of what's out there and what's available to us, that is changing my personal ecosystem. That's changing how I'm feeling and how I'm thriving. And I felt like rewilding was just a great term to express that because it's a bigger picture. It's not just going out and fishing. It's been a full spectrum experience that I've been blogging about and I've been documenting through my rewilding. I actually call it my field notes blog, which I started on Instagram. I started on January 1st and one thing a week, I wanted to rewild my life because I'm new to this. I realized I had to just take on one thing at a time. It's a overwhelming world to land in, to learn hunting and fishing and foraging. But if I took on one thing and I wrote about it and I took pictures and I shared it with my community, I felt like everyone might be able to pick up something and realize that it's just these micro adjustments to our life that really can change this personal ecosystem that we have.
And when we spoke during this week, you pointed out the fact that a lot of people have become domesticated and don't really even realize it, right? The real world exists outside walls and away from screens and outside of cities. And there's some folks that stay in cities and have the world presented to them through screens of different types. That's not the real world. That's not even close to it. And so what you've done is found a way through returning to the natural world that has reduced stress on your life and increased your happiness and just, you know, your basic well-being. And the wonderful thing I'm seeing is through your website now, you're providing courses to people and providing a gateway that they can share the same experience, Jess.
Yeah, absolutely. Because this was all about doing this with others and doing this in community. Because, I mean, if I'm doing this thing and I'm learning all these skills and these direct living skills, and it's great, But the more I can do that with other people and we're building community around this, I feel like we've become stronger as a community. And it's great to know that your friends and neighbors and people around you are learning these skills as well, because it's, again, in, when we talk about an ecosystem, it's not just about the individual, but it's about the health of all. And so I think these are great skills for all of us to start diving into. And I think even, you know, with your listeners and I'm a fan of you guys. I love what you guys, you guys are just good energy in the morning. And obviously promoting the outdoors. But what I think most of your listeners would understand, hey, I get the outdoors. This is what we do. We go fishing. We put in the time with hunting. But if you have already that, if some things dialed in the rewilding journey, it's like, well, take on something new. Try some foraging. If you're a hunter, start learning about what plants are growing in the backcountry that you're entering, and start incorporating those into your diet and finding ways to learn the rhythms of what nature's offering full season, because we've been doing this thing as humans for a long time, got us where we are today. But as you mentioned, if we become myopic and just kind of see what's in front of us, and we do our normal routine of, well, we go fishing on the weekends. Well, it's like, what are some things you could do to extend that into a greater rewilding of self and community? And yes, I'm offering courses in this as well.
Yeah. So let's talk about your courses. Your website is fantastic, by the way. It's amazing. It's laid out really well. And I'm looking at some of your courses right now. Talk about some of the opportunities people have coming up here to jump on one of your courses and see what you got going on.
Yeah, so if you go to wildkindacademy.com and then head to the rewilding events, I've got on the website right now just some offerings for January. Tomorrow, I have an instructor coming teaching a birch basket course. We're going to actually be doing a traditional skill, and she'll be teaching about the gifts of birch, and we'll be making this wonderful, beautiful hands-on skill. Intro to fish tanning, as you guys mentioned. Wait, did you get Tom enrolled?
We got him. He took all 20 spots, so. Yeah, it's full now.
Great. Okay, that's why it's full. No. But we'll have more. Intro to fish tanning, a beautiful instructor, Jannie Chang, and that will be on live online with her. And she'll take you through this process of turning fish skin into leather. And talk about the ultimate rewilding. You might be, if you're an angler and you fish, this is a way you can use the whole fish and do something wonderful and creative at home to learn a traditional skill. You're scraping off the fish skin, you're tanning it with all things you can find at home, and then a couple days later, you're turning this into leather. And I've used my fish leather with many projects. It's a great homeschooling thing to do with the family. But we'll offer that periodically. We do a forager series next month in February. We'll be out on the trail learning about the gifts of the winter forest, foraging for cottonwood buds to make a healing salve. We've got a shellfish forage and feast event.
I'm looking at the shellfish one right now. That looks pretty cool.
Oh,
a lot of folks probably interested in that one. That's in April, too. A little better weather there to get out on the beach. And that's with Bruce McGlenn from Human Nature Hunting. We've had Bruce on the show before. Super cool guy. And that's something everybody can do. Everybody can get out on the beach and shuck oysters and dig clams and all that stuff. That's definitely a cool sounding program.
And the kids love it. It's thing to get the kids out.
Yeah.
And then turn that full circle into a meal. And that's, I think, I think it was Joey who I heard brought that up too, but the power of going out and foraging for something and then bringing it and turning that into a meal makes the kids and makes everyone go, okay, this is worth that value of our time.
And it makes it that much more interesting too. We got to let you go here in a minute, Jess. What do you got going on this weekend? If I know you, the truck's probably already running out in the driveway right now. Where are you headed to right after the show?
Oh my gosh, I'm actually going to go harvest some dock seed. I want to make a dock seed, a flour, which is in the buckwheat family, and I like to make dock seed crackers, and so I think I'm going to do that today. I was supposed to be foraging today, but we got blown out with the flooding, so dock seed you can just find anywhere. I'm probably going to make a dock seed flour today.
She's Jess Caldwell. Check out the website, wildkindacademy.com. Jess, thanks for your time this morning. Good luck, and keep in touch.
Thanks, Jess.
Thanks, you guys.
We'll be talking.
I appreciate it.
All right. Have a great weekend. We'll be talking soon. Thank you.
I see a new set of salmon skin bibs in my future.
I see some dogfish skin bibs coming your way.
Dude. Yeah.
I mean, Nelly's got a freezer full of them.
Dude.
Why do you keep those things?
I got to break it to my black lab, Jessie, that she's not eating salmon skins anymore. I don't know if I can do it. I don't know if I can do it to Bailey. I just don't know if I can do it to her. Yeah.